Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my SEO podcast. This is SEO expert and online business strategist Dagmar Gattel with SEO strategy tips, helping entrepreneurs and experts position themselves as the number one authority in their niche online. In this SEO podcast, we'll talk about event hashtags and how an event hashtag can bring online visibility to your event in 7 days or less. Let's first talk about what is an event hashtag, if you're not familiar with it. So an event hashtag is really like a word or a word combination with a number sign in front of it. It can be a topic-related search term, can be a fantasy word, it can be the name of an event, the short name of an event, or something people search for to find a specific event type, like hashtag webinar or hashtag seminar or hashtag conference, for example. The best way to bring visibility and really to bring awareness that you're hosting an event by using the event hashtag is to be very clear about the different types of hashtags. So there are really mainly three different types, and the first one is the keyword hashtag, right? So when you choose a keyword which represents the topic or the geolocation for the event you want to promote, and can also be the problem you speak about or the solution you speak about or the need you fulfill with exactly this event. So the event hashtag needs to be the keyword which presents this, like women health issues could be a keyword. Another keyword could be online marketing strategies. Another keyword could be how to detox. So you see, they are all things, keywords and search terms other people would search for, and you want to be found for, because that's exactly what your event is about. The second type of event hashtags is a branded one, so your branding. So it's really the name you give your event or the chosen hashtag you have for your event and have your event under. Make sure that your branded keyword compared to the regular one where you want to promote a topic or a geolocation of your event and where you need to research if there's an existing search demand or not, your branded keyword needs to be unique. So don't use a branded hashtag, a branded event hashtag, what somebody else already used before, because then their postings come up with your postings and the postings of your target market, and you want to prevent this. The third type of event hashtag is your event type. So when people search for a specific event, they mostly have the event type in mind. So it could be webinar, it could be seminar, it could be conference, it could be workshop. So you would ask the hashtag, the number sign, in front of this word to clearly identify what is your event about. So if we summarize this, the three different event hashtag types, really the first one is the one where it's topic-related or geo-related, meaning the location. If you have a physical location where you host your event at, because if you add the hashtag Miami to it, Orlando, it makes a big difference. Because then it comes up when people look for a seminar in Miami or a conference in Orlando. And also what topic it is, right? So your event, will it be about women's health issues? Will it be about online marketing strategies? What is it, what your event will be about? Second type is the branded type, what we spoke about. Can be your event name, can be specific hashtag you create for this event. And this one needs to be unique, that you don't use something what somebody else already used before. And the third one is just to clearly identify what is your event, what is your event structure, right? Is it a webinar, is it a seminar, is it a conference, and then just add the hashtag in front of it. So that's what you really want to do on day one of creating visibility for your event. On day two is all about using the hashtags within the social media networks. There are different social media networks that only have hashtags usable for internal search, meaning you type the number sign in front of the related keyword or the event type, and then you search for it. So everything internally, like in Facebook, everything internally would show up. External searches is when you do the same like in Pinterest or on Google Plus, but also people who search in Google or Bing for this could see the same results you see, because Pinterest and Google Plus or Twitter too feed into the search of Google. So this is really something you want to have in mind when you use hashtags. The hashtags you use with the keywords, they will come up for internal search, so within the social media network, you just use the post. But depending on what social media network it is, like Google+, Twitter, or Pinterest, so will help you to come up in the external search, so on Google or on Bing. That's finally what you want to focus on day two, defining what keyword and event type related hashtags, event hashtags you want to use, and then what social networks you really want to choose. Day three is all about using automated social media postings, like if you use Hootsuite or if you use Social Ump, then you can upload your social media postings to promote your event there and add the hashtags in your automated post. So it's really all about day three, building awareness and creating conversation. Because when people see the hashtags, they know exactly what you host, like a webinar, for example, or a seminar or a boot camp in Miami, and then with the topic, like online marketing strategy. Day four is all about invite the followers now, right? So the hashtags is great when you post it to bring awareness, but really the biggest reach you gain when others share these postings. So really by you focusing on making your hashtag edible by creating posts, your followers really can easily share. And also by having the hashtag already in your post, in your images, in your text post, or in your video description, it has like the snowball effect. So more and more and more people see about it, but they see about it exactly in the way you want to. Day five of the online visibility for your event is all about that you start tracking, measuring, and evaluating now what results you gain with the hashtags used, right? So, and the easiest way to do this, just do an internal search for the media, social media networks you use, and then you can see the results coming up. And also you can use the insights in the different tools to see what is the engagement, what is the reach, and what is it really you get by using an event hashtag. Then track the result, analyze it, and make a conscious decision about what hashtag works better than the other hashtag. What should you do more and what should you do less? Day six of creating online visibility for your event is all about using your event hashtag like an email campaign. So if you ever set up email campaigns before in MailChimp or in any of the other email marketing providers, you can do the same with the event hashtag. So you can create little blurb where people can see they're all connected with each other, and they bring back the awareness to when do you host the event, what event is it, where can they find more information. And the hashtags help them to like see everything like as a resource, as something where they see all the different posts and all the different announcements together on one page, and then can find all the information they were looking for. Day seven of the online visibility to create your event awareness is really all about using your event hashtag everywhere, using it in print material, using it in press releases, on your website, in taglines, when you send out emails. You really want to make it a habit to share verbally, visual, like selfies too, right? When you create selfies, make sure you use the event hashtag everywhere, and for sure in text form, so that you can make sure people automatically, when they think about an online marketing strategy, a webinar or a boot camp in Miami, then they think of you and they will automatically share your post with the person who's interested in. The conclusion is really, when we look at event hashtag, gives you power. It gives you power through the organic search demand, through the keyword related event hashtag you use, like hashtag online marketing strategy or hashtag webinar or hashtag Miami, right? But it also gives you power through the reach years, especially with your branding-related event hashtags. And by people recognizing the event type and then being interested to find out more information. But really, you want to use all the different hashtags to create a huge movement to come to your event, but also to check out after the event what's going on, are there special bonuses, are there reminders for upcoming events. So really, an event hashtag is a great opportunity for you to create your followership, but also to lead your followership through the different phases of your business growth. It's not a one-time thing, especially with the branded one. Choose a branded hashtag you can use for yourself, like if you have an annual conference and it's coming up again and again, or if you have something where there is a consistency and you want to make sure that everybody knows about it. Another way how you want to use event hashtags is really when you have a series coming up, right? So when you have a series of webinars or you have a series of seminars where you invite people, like if you have online marketing strategies part one, online marketing strategies part two. In this way, people can see what was going on before the part two event and always can stay up to date. That's pretty critical because people, they're looking for information and they're looking for something that gives them the feeling they are the insider. So take advantage of the hashtag, add the number sign to your keyword focus, topic-related search terms, to your geolocation-related keywords, to your event type keywords, and to your branded keywords, for sure. So we are at the end of our podcast today. I hope you gained a lot of information about how you can use your event hashtag to gain higher online visibility for your event. Go to SEOstrategyblend.com and get free access to our SEO Strategy Premium training there so you can learn more about other things you want to have in mind, like the 7 fatal SEO mistakes successful entrepreneurs make when building their authority online. You will gain access to much more SEO audio training like this one, radio podcasts, SEO articles, or audio archives, invitation to live webinars, free SEO Q&A sessions, and so much more. You will gain a much better understanding about the what and why of creating the best SEO strategy plan for your unique online business needs. Ranking number one isn't an accident strategy. This is SEO strategist, expert, coach, and certified SEO master, Dagmar Gittel, signing off for today. Have an amazing day and tune in again.